Coming at you from the Native Lights Casino Buffalo Grill Studios, it's the Get Up and Go Show with Shane Farley and Brett C. And sometimes Steve. Oh, and Bob plays the music here at 95.9. Now, let's see what's going on in the studio.
We have a packed house this morning. Hello and welcome to the show. I am Shane. It is 7:15 as we get started on a Win a Dinner Wednesday with the good guys. Get Up and Go Show and the Etzanoa folks are here. John Gardner, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Doing all right. Georgia, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I like the do-rag.
Thank
that
you.
It looks like you're ready to go out and dig.
This is my bad hair day.
Oh, is it? Okay. All right. I need one of those every day. I need one of those, like, constantly. How are you guys doing? Things going all right?
Yeah.
How did you draw the short straw to come in here at 7:15 and represent? I mean, that's
not,
early.
I'm not sure.
What time do you usually wake up, John?
Around 6.
Okay, yeah. All right, so you've already been going. Have you already been out to the teepee?
No.
At Pumpkin Pants Ranch?
I did feed the chickens this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you just kind of go out and...
Oh, no.
No, what's involved in that?
It's methodical.
So. What's that mean? What do you get to do to feed chickens?
Well, you got to take the scratch out there, and then you
right.
then there crumbles.
Yeah.
Talk to them. I have a whole herd of chickens that follow me out there. So.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they see you coming in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, this is it. This is the time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so in addition to Pumpkin Pants Ranch, you're also on the board, president of the board for Etzanoa, and we have a big event coming up. I mean, a huge event. Finally, the Immersion Center. I mean, you've seen that coming along, Georgia. It has to be where you're like, oh, man, this is cool to see. What will happen?
Well, we're opening officially on Saturday, and so we'll have a lot of events going on. But most of all, we'll be open, which is insane.
Yeah. It would seem like, it's just when you're in the middle of all that, it seems like it's coming along slow. It's taken a little bit of time, and then all of a sudden, here it is. We're here with the date. So tell us about Saturday. What happens? What time? All that good stuff.
Well, we'll be opening at 10 a.m. with a ribbon cutting, and then it'll be business as usual throughout the day. We'll have someone doing a flint knapping exhibition in between noon and 2. We'll have some artifacts out, and then we'll be doing it. We've got a raffle going on, so every ticket, you get a raffle ticket, and then we'll be raffling off merch.
Will you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You found anything neat lately? Dug up anything?
Not,
you haven't been doing a lot of digging, have you? You probably had a lot going on, right?
I haven't had a lot of time to goof around, unfortunately.
John Gardner, do you dig at all?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do a little bit of everything.
I actually enjoy it. You know, when I was a kid, you know, on our property, we have a cave and everything. A lot of people know that.
Of course, yeah.
And when I was in high school, I found a bone in the cave, and that was kind of my introduction to loving history.
Okay.
And it's a buffalo bone, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You found some cool stuff out there. Every time I talk to you, you've discovered things.
I'm always looking.
Okay, and always building, doing something. So you have to be excited about this, too, to see this coming along. You've seen it developing as well, so.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I've been on the board for about a year now, and Georgia's been in her position for a little over a year now.
Yes.
And so, we've built an awesome team out there. The board is fantastic. Everybody works together well. And that's what it takes to make it happen. So, we've been working on this actual opening for about, construction-wise, probably about 7 months.
Okay.
And so to see it happen, you say it happens slowly. To us, it's every day is a change. I mean,
we
make a joke. Every time we walk out there, it's like, wow.
Something different. Already there. Yeah. Oh, they're already doing this. Yeah. Oh, here come the windows. Oh, here come this. I mean, it's just kind of a...
The exhibits or this, that.
Yeah, you know, it's like, every day something happens.
Yeah,
so.
There's some magical stuff out there. So I encourage everybody to come out because it's something we call it the Immersion Center for a reason.
You're going to be immersed.
You're going to be immersed.
That's the goal.
Dunked right into Etzanoa.
You're going to become an Etzanoan.
Yeah. When you say flint napping, what happens there exactly? How do I flint nap? Because when you say nap, I instantly want to curl up and take a
K-N-A-P-P-I-N-G.
Oh, dang it.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, I know. You got me all excited about a nap.
So we have someone who's talented at making stone tools. So you, with flint knapping, you take a bigger rock, and then you take usually another rock, and then you kind of break it against and break it into smaller pieces. I think sometimes people also use deer antler.
And this has happened. This is one. It's interesting you bring that up, because over the years in working for the newspaper at the Courier back in the day, there were these kind of demonstrations that would happen from time to time. There actually used to be a couple of different throughout the year opportunities to do that. And I know people have always been kind of, you know, speaking of immersion, have kind of been immersed in that culture and what happened long ago. There are a lot of folks around here that have had interest in it. So this is kind of just a natural extension of what's always gone on here, and people having interest in what's happened.
Absolutely. I've met folks who have artifacts that they've inherited from their grandparents, who found stuff when they were farming and when they were plowing their fields, and they have boxes of artifacts, stone tools and stuff that they've carried on for generations.
That's your first break, brought to you by Cali College, online at cali.edu. It's Etzanoa morning here, so we'll keep talking to him pretty much throughout the show. And that immersion center opening on Saturday. Go to Cali if you want to know more about inexpensive education. They can help you with that. Education on a good budget and still get the good stuff. Certifications, do you need that? Do you want to work on your two-year degree and move on to a four-year university? You can do all of that at cali.edu. Reach out to admissions. Here we go. On a Wednesday with the good guys. Get up and go show. Good morning, everybody. We'll be back. Whoa, that was weird. Good. Better than Ezra. 95.9 Bob FM. Playing the 80s, 90s, and whatever. 7:31 as we cruise through this Wednesday with the good guys. Get up and go show. Bob's birthday party brought to you by the good folks at Pizza Ranch. You'll find them at 2825 North Summit. If you want to go and have a great birthday party and a great lunch and a great fun time in the fun zone and shoot some hoops and just, I mean, I get so jazzed when I go in there. It's a great place for your birthday party, too, because you can have a private room all to yourself and your buddies. You can kind of raise heck and, you know, don't throw spit wads. I guess I shouldn't encourage that, but go to the fun zone and have a good time. Well, you know what you do, you know, like you get the straw wrapper right there on the end of the straw. Georgia, come on. You've never done that? You've never cut up at the restaurant?
No.
Oh, okay. John, you've had
No.
Come on. No. Even when you were a kid?
No, never.
Okay,
That's rude. I'm not rude.
Okay, all right. Man, am I rude? I need to think about myself. Pizza Ranch, 2825 North Summit. On the local side, Jennifer Vaden, happy birthday. And Kevin Boline, happy birthday, having birthdays today. On the celebrity side, we got to talk about this, Georgia, of Etzanoa. Anderson Cooper, we said, celebrates his 59th birthday, and you said, oh, he's hot.
He's a very attractive man.
Okay, you were ranking the news people. So who came in after Anderson Cooper then?
I think Anderson Cooper and David Muir are pretty close.
Oh, right, David Muir.
David Muir is also very attractive.
Okay. We know something different about her now. I mean, she. What do you think about that, John?
No words.
Singer Dan Hill is 72 years old today. He was a one-hit wonder back in the day in the 70s with Sometimes When We Touch. You've heard that song.
Yeah, I've sang it a few times. Yeah.
Oh, you used to do that?
Yeah.
Really? You want to do it right now?
No.
All right. The Etzanoa gang is with us, by the way, today because of the opening of the Immersion Center. So they'll hang out with us this morning. Denise Williams, famous for Let's Hear It for the Boy. Boy, that Footloose movie back in the day was huge. I mean, that was everywhere for such a long time, and that soundtrack just lives on. 75 years old today. And finally, Susie Quattro, who played Leather Tuscadero on Happy Days. I've slept a lot since I last saw her on TV, but that's been... That was a big deal, Happy Days. She's 76 years old today. And her big hit was Stumbling In with Chris Norman in 1971, 2 years before I was born. Leather and Pinky Tuscadero. So there you go, right there, having birthdays today. Bob's birthday party, again, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. Keep it right here. We'll be back here with the good guys, 95.9 Bob FM. Need you tonight, NXS, 95.9, Bob FM, playing the 80s, 90s, and whatever. It is Wednesday with the good guys. Get up and go show. Let's check in. Jeremy Biddle, are you there, sir? Hello.
Good morning.
How are things going? Doing all right?
Wonderful.
Okay, all right. Do you get up and, like, jog and do push-ups and sit-ups and chin-ups?
yeah, I'm not much of a. I mean, I get up and work, like maybe walk, okay. Cold plunge.
Right. Oh, you know. Cold plunge.
Wow. I do cold plunge.
Okay, right. All right. That must get you going.
Definitely gets the heart going or gets the heart slowing. That's well,
one yeah, one of just them.
Depends on how cold it is and how long you stay.
You are a wild man. That's adventurous for the morning. Send a chill up your spine right there. Tell me what's going on at Klein Ford Mobile Service Wednesday. You just told me.
I did, and I thought today's the middle of the week's great day for mobile service. If you're got a single vehicle, maybe you're a company and you have a bunch of vehicles and you're just not quite sure if they have recalls, and there are a lot of recalls out there in this day and age. If it's something that you want us to take care of, it's definitely a program that has been getting off the ground and going definitely for us here at Klein Ford. And if you have any questions at all, or if you think you have a VIN number that needs to be checked out, give us a call and we will get that taken care of. Or give Jay Ricky a call here and he'll get that checked. And like I said, if you don't want to do anything and you just know you have a lot of Ford vehicles and you want us to come out and just check them with the VIN, we can do that as well with that mobile service. The nice part about it is we got that moving Wi-Fi, all the vehicles hooked up, rigged up inside, got battery jump box. So if you have a dead battery, if you just need something that happened locked out of your vehicle, you know, something minor like that, that's definitely the niche of mobile service and what we're providing. So definitely a great day to do that, and give us a call and we can get that taken care of, scheduled today. Get it scheduled for tomorrow. We even schedule it for the weekends as well. So we definitely can wrap around your schedule, and you really don't have to do anything other than a set of keys in the vehicle, and that's all the customer has to do. They can go about their day.
I have one car that won't let me lock my keys in, and the other car will, and I still do it every month. What is the deal with locking your keys in your car? I mean, just some people do it more than others, and I'm one of those people. What's wrong with me, Jeremy?
You know, we need a keypad. There's nothing wrong with you, Shane. You just need a keypad to put on the vehicle.
That's true.
Because then you should never, I won't say you will never, because right. If you have a keypad and the battery goes dead, it is still possible. So it
yes,
still does
that's
happen.
True.
You just have so many things on your mind and so many ideas rolling around that it's just that happens sometimes, Shane. So I understand that.
Thank you for making me feel better. That's, you brought me in off the ledge. Thank you very much.
You sounded concerned about it, so don't worry. Well, it's definitely something like that. If you know, dead battery or again, locked your keys in your vehicle, rather than having a little bit more of an expensive tow bill, you can definitely give us a call and we can come out and get that taken care of. Or, like I said, you can buy a keypad, put it on there, and then we'll definitely the odds of locking it in there.
Well, one of the things you're talking about, too, with this mobile service is you're talking about those things in life that can be a real stressor because they just pop up out of nowhere and suddenly they start trying to ruin your day. You know, a dead battery or, you know, a dead battery in the key fob or locking yourself out. Those are little stressors that most people just, they'd rather have somebody else handle it.
It is. It's like getting hit with a baseball in a baseball game. It's a beanball. You just unexpected. It does happen, and just kind of give us a call, collect yourself, give us a call, and we'll come out and get you taken care of and get you back going again. And it's just, you know, I always say life's curveballs, but it's kind of like getting hit with a ball.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. Right to the dome sometimes, for sure. Tell me where to go to find you, Jeremy Biddle.
You can find Cali County's best mobile service department here at 1721 Main under the Big Blue Oval in Winfield, Kansas, or you can visit us at KleinMotors.com, where we're always doing our best to turn your business.
That's a Klein Ford. We'll see you, man. Have a good one.
All right, Shane. Bye-bye.
All right. There goes Jay Bid, and we're going to give you some music, and we'll be back. Got Brett coming up with sports. How about some 1979 Smashing Pumpkins? This almost got cut. Georgia almost cut this song, but we kept it anyway. Keep it here with the good guys. Bob FM. 1979, Smashing Pumpkins, Bob FM. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? A wife should always obey her husband. 50% of those polled absolutely disagree with it, and 9% strongly agree with it, according to a new poll. So I don't even, I'm not asking my wife that at all. It's a good way to get a lump on the head, for sure. PizzaHut.com, a great way to get a pizza delivered to you that's hot and fresh and ready to go. Wings, you like those too? Get the app for your phone. You'll have Hut Rewards, and you'll get free pizza and good stuff. Every time you order, you'll build points towards something good, some great food. Hut Rewards. Go online to PizzaHut.com.
And thank you, Steve Hamilton. It is time for your Native Lights Casino Sports Update. The Royals, it was 3-3 for the last two innings of the game, but the Reds, they got a hit in the bottom of the 10th to win the game 4-3. The Royals are back in action against Cincinnati today. 5:30 pregame, 6:10 first pitch. You can hear that game and, of course, every Royals game on 103.3 and on 1280 AM KSOK. Stanley Cup Final Game 1. A seesaw battle last night, but Vegas comes out on top, winning 5-4. And let me tell you, it was 1-0, then it was 2-1, then it was 2-2, and then it was 3-1. It was a great game last night, a back and forth battle. But like I said, Vegas came out on top. Women's College World Series starts tonight. Texas versus Texas Tech, game one, is at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Of course, this is a matchup of last year's title game. So a really good series. This should be a really good series. Two teams that know each other very well. And another great series starting tonight. NBA Finals Game 1. Knicks at Spurs, 7:30 on ABC. Can the Knicks continue their role, or will the Spurs roll all over the Knicks? We'll find out tonight. It is going to be one heck of a series. I'm super excited about that. And that's your Native Lights Casino Sports Update. And you're going to want to head to the Buffalo Grill today, because they have a new item on the menu, and it's today's special: brisket tachos. Slow smoked brisket served atop a bed of tater tots, smothered in white queso and topped with onions, jalapenos, tomatoes, and drizzled with barbecue sauce. So brisket tachos is a special today. You can get that for $13. And don't forget, if you're a gamer, they're always adding new games to the gaming floor at Native Lights Casino.
I think Brett C is trying to make me cry this morning. A Whole New World, Peebo Bryson, Regina Bell from Aladdin, 95.9 Bob FM. Peebo Bryson passing away yesterday at the age of 75, I believe. So that's why we were playing that one. But yeah, that did you see me feeling that song, John?
I saw it.
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
I was moved.
I'm not sure.
Were you?
I was moved emotionally.
Yeah, by the way, if you want to do well on your dating app, people, have a hamster in your profile pic. What do you guys think of that?
I think there's no way that's true.
I just changed my profile pic.
Oh, did you? Okay, all right. You're not on there.
Got a hamster.
Do you? It's you and your hamster?
Me and my hamster.
What is it about hamsters that is appealing to people as far as that goes? It says that the number of responses you'll get will go up by 351%.
Yeah, just think if you added two hamsters, though.
Huh.
700%.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Huh. There's a good idea. A couple of hamsters. Like a, what do you call multiple hamsters? It's not a flock, right? A gaggle? I'll look that up in a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Georgia Zavala and John Gardner here on a Wednesday. We're talking about Etzanoa because the opening of the immersion center is coming on Saturday. You have to be excited about that, Georgia, right? I mean, over the moon.
Over the moon, but it's also, I'm so, I don't know how to feel.
Like, oh, really?
I've been so busy. There's been so much going on. I'm so emotionally invested where I just, it'll sink in probably 7 o'clock Saturday night.
Sure. Yeah. The immersion center itself, like, the, you know, what's going to, well, one, what are the hours going to be like? When am I going to be able to go out there?
10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay. Every day?
Friday through Sunday, just not this Friday.
Okay. All right. And what is my experience going to be like there? What do you have out there for me?
We've got exhibits. We'll have some artifacts out. We'll have nature trails as well. And then we've got a grass house in progress. We've got the foundation or the frame up. No grass quite yet. We're quite literally waiting on grass to grow for that.
Okay. All right. Oh, so it's going to be like a real deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Grass house.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Those must be intricate to do, right? I mean, there's got to be effort in that, John, right?
Yeah, it's pretty wild to see them build it. You know, they're using all natural stuff. So everything tying it together is rawhide.
Right.
So yeah, it's neat to watch, and I kind of think that's kind of the cool part about us opening before it's even finished, is you get to see how it's being built.
Yeah, that's very cool.
That's interesting.
Do you have anything to do with it? Have you helped with it?
I have helped a little bit.
Okay, yeah. All right. I know how much you like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, the cool thing to me is we're not ever going to be done.
Right.
In construction.
We have
a pavilion that's going to be built in the next couple of weeks. We have plans for future stuff too. So it's always going to be a work in progress.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's always going to be something going on. You're always going to be kind of trying to develop it, kind of like a Pumpkin Pants Ranch.
Exactly. Yep.
A little, always something. There's Bunny Town. There's...
Yeah, we're always adding something. And
yeah.
I think you have to do that.
There are
to stay
teepees.
Relevant,
Have you stayed in a teepee out there, Georgia?
I've not.
Seems like we need to get you out there. Mm-hmm. Who knows what you could find out there? Get you in a teepee. So the grand opening happens on Saturday. Tell us about that. When it happens, what's going on?
We've got a ribbon cutting at 10 a.m. and business as usual. We'll have people paying for tickets outside. We'll have the exhibits inside, have the outdoor trails, the grass frame.
Right, sure.
That's...
Yeah, the outside trails are worth the price of admission.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, what happens there? Tell me about that.
You walk the trails. We've got some great views out there. We've got a canyon. We've got some springs. We've got a waterfall that I'm not going to speculate on the size of.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out there.
You must spend a ton of time on those trails, I would think. You've been out there plenty, right?
Pretty regularly, yes.
Have you caught a snake out there? I saw you holding that snake.
No, I have not. She has not caught a snake.
I've not caught a snake. One did fall from above at one point.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. And you just picked it up and were like, tossed it out of your way?
This one was venomous, so...
Oh, really?
A venomous snake fell out of a tree. I was requested not to pick that one up.
Oh,
not out of a tree.
No, where'd it fall from? You threw it at her, didn't you, John?
I did.
Where did that come from?
It fell from a doorway. One of our roll-up doors on our deal.
Kind of
So here's a caveat to that. We have, since then, we've added snake scram to the recipe. So,
Since
we've added snake scram's a chemical you can put down that keeps snakes away.
Right.
We've done all the trails that way for the last month. I have not seen a snake since.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
What is snake scram, anyway?
I have no idea, but it works, apparently. Boxman.
Did he? That gang helped you.
Yeah.
Okay, they're very good at doing that.
They are.
Get you done in a hurry. So, yeah, that's cool. And I think, you know, this is one of those things. How long has it been since the whole Etsanoa, discovery kind of got started? I mean, it's been a few years now, right?
I think 2015. So
has it been that long?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I remember as it all happened, and you know, over time there have been the various reasons to go out there. You know, there have been things that have happened, but I didn't realize it'd been 11 years.
I think the board was formed in 2015, 2016, mm-hmm. and then you know they started this discovery. I think Blakeslee was down here in 2015, and then Wichita State's been digging out here since 2016 as well.
Okay. All right. For those of people that don't know, tell us a little bit about Etsanoa and the significance of it.
Etsanoa is an ancestral Wichita town that was located here in modern-day Ark City.
Right.
With an estimated population of around 20,000 people. And what makes Etsanoa really unique is that there's written documentation of its existence. There's a Spanish expedition that came through this area in 1601.
Yeah, they found it. They saw it.
Yes,
yeah.
And they interacted with the people, maybe... Not positively.
Right.
You can learn more about that.
Correct.
At the center. But they interacted with the people there, and they took really good notes while they were traveling, going up through the plains. And then when they came back, they were also interrogated. And so there's documentation of that. And so archaeologists are at least with this area, we don't get a lot of written documentation. We ascertain what we get of a society through physical artifacts and then oral tradition. So having written documentation of this town and then what it looked like and what the houses looked like is really unique.
Yeah, and that's the thing, exciting. Too. So is it one of those things, are there still back and forths about what area exactly was all encompassed in Etsanoa or how much of it? I mean, is it pretty well defined at this point? I tell me about that.
There's a little bit of back and forth. I've heard... 5 square miles. I've heard up to 10 up through Winfield. We're still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, that's what I wondered about. Yeah, how far did it go and
exactly, you know, what all was, did it encompass, that kind of thing.
Yes. At least 5 square miles. I've heard up through Winfield, but that's not confirmed. We're still trying to figure that out.
Right. Okay. The Spanish interrogatories, they just tell us that they made it to a certain point, and they counted 2,000 homes, but they couldn't go any further because of the terrain. So they,
right,
they could see more houses. They knew it went further, and then some of the where they interrogated people, they got more information, up to 200,000.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. You got to be excited about this, John, too, right? At Sonoma, you've heard about it plenty, and now you're on the board, and so.
Yeah, it gives me a chance to nerd out on this stuff. You know, I like it. It's the cool thing about at Sonoma, the immersion center, is that we try to bring things that are on private property.
Right, sure.
To people, and so we've recreated a rock inside the building that has carvings that are on private property that typically you won't be able to see. We've cast molds of those and have recreated that rock inside the building, so we're bringing private property to you.
Yeah, that takes a lot of time and effort to do things like that too. There's a lot of work that's gone into this.
Yeah, it's next level. It's not your typical museum.
Right, sure. Cool. It's immersion.
It is.
It's immersive, yeah.
You're going to feel it. You're going to be immersed.
The VR, I'll give you an example of that.
Right.
The VR, the company that did our VR is also the same company that did the Ark experience in Kentucky, the Noah's Ark.
Oh, and, okay.
They're out of Dallas based. The name is Groove Jones, and they did an incredible job.
Cool. You've tried it?
Oh, yeah.
You've done it?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a sneak peek because you're the president of the board. Look at you. You've checked it out already. Right. So that's a must do?
It is.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. What other must do's do we have out there? Go do the trails.
Do
for
the trails.
Sure.
I'm very pro trails. We're talking about all the creatures I like to pick up. So I'm very pro nature trail. But also the exhibits. I wrote those with a couple of other people. A lot of work and a lot of love went into developing these exhibits, and so I think it's worth learning a lot more about Etzanoa. You learn about Etzanoa, you learn about archaeology and technology that goes into that as well.
It sounds cool. I can't wait.
Absolutely.
That is on Saturday. Really, ribbon cutting at what time?
10.
10 o'clock? Okay. All right. Are you going to have the do-rag for the ribbon cutting? You really need to. And a hamster.
You know, you brought up the bunnies earlier. I wonder how much traction you'd get on your profile with bunny.
John's got bunnies if you need them.
I do. I might try that.
I'll tell Shelly.
Put a bunny in your profile. Very good. Well, thanks, guys. We appreciate you talking to us about that. And, Georgie, you're going to stick around for a little bit, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you moving on, John?
I don't know. I might.
Okay, you might hang out. Okay, we got plenty. I mean, yeah. You know, hey. Everybody's warm and welcoming around here. Not to me, they're not warm and welcoming, but to everyone else.
Picked up on a hostile work
environment. Yeah, I know. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it can be. We'll be back. 95.9 Bob FM. That was in honor of Georgia, who's here from Etzanoa. So there you go. That was Georgia on my mind. Ray Charles, 95.9 Bob FM. We're coming at you from the Native Lights Buffalo Grill studio. And, of course, they have a lot of great food, and they will on Father's Day. A Father's Day special on June 21st, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. You'll get a 14-ounce ribeye for Dad, loaded baked potato, side salad, dessert, soft drink, all for $26. Buffalo Grill, if you love pops, take him out for a great dinner at Native Lights Casino on Father's Day coming up. Fast Facts next, 95.9.
Experience the latest games and hot meals at your down-home casino destination in Newkirk, Oklahoma, Native Lights. Native Lights offers some of the latest and best slots in Oklahoma with over 400 games to play, featuring slot machine games, a smoke shop, and a friendly staff here to welcome you into our casino. Craving mouth-watering cuisine? Dive into delicious dining options at our restaurant serving up your favorites. Relax, unwind, and get your game on. Find us on Highway 77 just across the Oklahoma-Kansas border. Native Lights Casino, your friendly neighborhood casino.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-6839.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-6839. That's 800-575-6839.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Ashland's Wiggle Washes, where sudsy pups and fancy felines meet convenience with our mobile grooming van or in-person shop. Fresh cuts, wagging butts, zero fuss. Call Ashland at 620-446-2126 and find us on Facebook.
KSOK Storm Watch Weather.
A few showers or thunderstorms popping up during the afternoon hours over the next few days with that low pressure system down over the southern plains. Today looks pretty good. Some sun and some clouds. We're headed for the mid-80s. Might be a little bit breezy. Overnight, partly cloudy, low 60s, and then a few afternoon showers or thunderstorms possible on Thursday. Some sun, though, and we'll hit about 85, scattered late-day showers Friday. From the 24/7 Pools Body Shop Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
Thank you, Steve Hamilton. Time for Fast Facts, brought to you by Arc City Chiropractic.
Chiropractic means done by hand.
It does, if you want to call it. That was Georgia Zavala, by the way, with that Zenoa. She's a pro right there, John. Now you're under pressure.
I am.
If you want to call Dr. House and you want to be on your way to feeling better, give him a ring, 442-5300.
That's an easy number to remember. It's just 100 from ours.
There you go. Very good. See, you sound just like a pro. I have fast facts about the name Georgia. Popular nicknames for the name Georgia. Gigi, how do you feel about that one, Georgia?
Don't even try.
Georgie and Gia. Have you been called any of those in the past?
Georgie and George are what most people call
okay.
me.
Okay. All right. I got you. What about you? What do you got? Sorry. It's your turn.
Talking about Etzanoa, yeah. All the grass houses in Etzanoa generally had about 8 to 12 people living in them at one time.
What was the square footage of that?
Don't ask me to do math.
I mean, they didn't have like we did, like spacious areas with bunches of rooms, right? No. Everybody was probably packed in there, right?
Just beds. I mean, they didn't need a kitchen.
No, that's true. What do you got, John?
Well, worldwide, 70 to 80% of people have brown eyes.
That's a lot.
It is.
I have brown eyes.
Not me.
No?
Not me.
Am I the only brown-eyed person in here?
Mm-hmm. Today, at least, yeah.
Georgia, what do you got?
They're
kind of green, right?
Gray.
Green, gray? Mm-hmm. Gray? You know, gray is very, like, very rare.
I think that might be alien, actually.
Is that right? The most popular time for the name Georgia in the U.S. was 1910.
A little bit before my
time. Yeah, that's been a while ago. What else?
People of Etzanoa practiced agriculture. They planted corn, squash slash pumpkins, and sunflowers. And the practice of agriculture allowed them to live in the area long term and year round.
John, you could have been an Etzanoan.
I could have
been. They're doing pumpkins. They had the teepees. They had the pumpkins.
I was just 400 years too late.
Yeah, you really were. You could have shown up and stolen the scene right there. What do you have?
Well, 49% of women hate it when their man drinks directly from the container.
That's the number? I feel like that would be
it
a lot
higher. It has to be higher.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I would think so, for sure. Though popular for centuries, the reason the name peaked was because, in certain areas it means certain different things is what's interesting. It's often a tribute to George. You said it was a tribute, in your case, Georgia, to a family name.
Yes, I had, I think, a great-great-aunt named Gregoria.
And they just settle on Georgia. That's
yes.
probably better.
A little bit easier for me, yeah.
The name, though, originally Georgia or George means land of the wolves. So are you a wolf person? Do you like wolves? Have you ever run with wolves?
Apathetic about wolves,
okay.
to be honest.
You don't care one way or the other?
Yeah.
All right. Give me your final fact.
So people of Etzanoa hunted bison, and bison would produce hundreds of pounds of meat. A fully grown adult male would produce 800 pounds of meat, and all of that was generally dried so it wouldn't go bad.
So there was buffalo jerky.
Oh,
basically,
absolutely.
Tons
all the
of
time.
It.
Yes.
I could have lived back then.
Yeah.
I could have loafed around and eaten buffalo jerky.
Yeah.
I would have been kicked out of the tribe so fast. That daily work routine would have killed me.
I think you got to contribute a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, they would have been like, Farley, no, quit it with the buffalo jerky. Get out here and help us with the crops. And wrap us up, John.
All right, the average the average age for a person to learn to swim is 8 years old.
When did you learn to swim? I think I was seven or eight.
Yeah, I think I was, but I actually learned to swim. I thought I learned to swim. I started in triathlons, and I learned that when I was probably in my 30s.
Okay. You learned to swim.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's real swimming.
That's real swimming.
Fast Facts, 95.9 Bob FM. We'll be back. Keep it here. Roam if you want to. B-52s, 95.9 Bob FM, 915. It is Wednesday with the good guys. Get up and go show. And the Etzanoa folks have been here all morning. Georgia Zavala is here. John Gardner here. How you guys doing? You used to do triathlons?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go toss you in the lake over here and see how you do. I want to see, you know, I want to see what you're up for.
Just don't toss me out too far.
Okay, all right. At this point. Could take a while to get back. Well, yeah. Oh, what? Is your stamina not what it used to be in the early days? We're talking about Etzanoa a lot today because we have the grand opening of the Immersion Center. You've been talking, you've heard a lot, Georgia, from people that said, man, we haven't seen anything like this before, especially in a community the size of what we're talking about here in Cali County. But it's you're trying to be cutting edge and do it in a different way, right?
Absolutely. I haven't even seen anything like this in Wichita, really, especially having, you know, this VR experience wrapping in the trails and the immersion center, because there is the Indian Center in Wichita, but that doesn't include the outdoor trails. It doesn't have VR. And so this
right,
is
sure.
combining a lot of interesting aspects into one facility is really, really unique.
And talk about how this is possible. Maybe I'm listening and maybe I'm saying, man, I would like to donate some money to this, or I would like to, I mean, I'm sure that you'd welcome those kind of gifts and have already received plenty of them, but how does that happen?
We have a lot of generous donors that will, especially between kind of September through early the following year, we'll do our annual fundraising.
Sure.
And then also we have a donation thing attached to our website, so people sometimes donate through there.
Right.
And then obviously we get a lot of grants as well that we look for.
Yeah, I would think grant writing is something that y'all have to do to...
Yes.
To keep those funds coming in and such. We talked a little bit, and John, you said that you were part of this meeting, though, with the Wichita tribe, who obviously were a big part of the Etzanoa story. What is the goal there? And you said they're helping with the grass house and that kind of thing, but what's the goal there long-term?
So long-term, you know, like I said earlier, this isn't the curtain call. This isn't, we're not finished.
Just right.
We're starting. This is the beginning. And so as we start, this first phase, if you will, is the Spanish point of view.
Right, sure.
And so it's all, everything.
From the papers written and the reporting done. And
everything in there is based off the interrogatories.
Okay.
And so the next phase, we want to build a 15,000-foot square foot visitor centers that will encompass the grass house. It'll be over the grass house and help protect that, but it'll also be a interpretive center where the cultural center where the Wichita tribe, this is our goal, is that the Wichita tribe can come in and tell their side of the story, their story from 1601 to current day.
Right.
So that's something we're...
Oh, really? All the way through till today and how they, you know, those still living in the area and such.
What are they doing? What, you know, where are they at now?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And interesting. And that's what I would think is when you think about the stretch of time this was, dating all the way back then, there are a lot of stories to tell
over
time. I mean, you probably learn something almost every day about... That's a little different than what you knew before, right?
There's always more information to be found. Within Etzanoa, we genuinely don't know too much. I mean, focusing on Etzanoa, that research has only been occurring for about 10 years. And this is Etzanoa was inhabited for about 250 years.
Okay.
So there is centuries of information to gather that we just don't know about yet.
And artifacts strewn about everywhere. You were telling me last time you were in here, I mean, people have been for years coming up with stuff they found in their yards or the pets dug up at some point, all that.
Oh, absolutely. And then you know, people have inherited artifacts from their grandparents, have kept those over the years. And I mean, at work, since the field has been plowed, all of those artifacts that were underground are sometimes on the surface. So I can just walk the driveway. I can pick stuff up and find artifacts.
You've literally just been walking around and see stuff. That's fascinating.
One of the cool things is, you know, we have a baseline right now, right, of what we know. But that that continues to grow as we do more digs in different places. We can find out, you know, how big was the city. We have the Spanish interrogatories that tell us kind of, you know, generalizations.
Five weeks.
But we can do digs and find those parameters, and that's what we want to do. The story is just starting. You know, we're turning the page and we're going to find more. And that's the beauty of it. And that's what's really intriguing to me, is that we're unfolding the story as we go. And
well, not only that, you could show up and you could be somebody that just walks out there on the trail. You could uncover part of the story, perhaps. You can, you know, help continue that. You could find an artifact. You never know what's going to happen out there on those trails, right?
Yeah, if you live in Ark City, you literally could find an artifact in your backyard.
Yeah. I mean,
think about that.
As I started to talk to more people about it, I would say, oh, yeah, we used to find stuff. Or when I was a kid, my dad would dig for stuff and we'd find things. I mean, it's an area really rich with those kind of artifacts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell me about the event. It's coming up. It's the grand opening, and it happens on Saturday. And tell me about it.
Ribbon cutting at 10 a.m. And then we'll be open to 7. We'll have a raffle, raffling off some merch.
Okay.
We'll have some artifacts to showcase. There will be the Flint Napper there as well.
You can walk the trails.
You can walk the trails. Please don't find any creatures. That would scare my little heart a little.
Or walk the other way.
Yes. And yeah.
Just exhibits, it's gonna be the start of the story. I think that's the best way to say it, John, is that this is the beginning of the immersion center and everything, but you want to keep building it beyond this.
Yeah, it'll continue. You'll see, like I said earlier, you know, as we built this, every week is something different.
Right.
That process will slow down a bit once we open, but it'll still be like within 2 weeks we should have a pavilion that'll be a 35-by-60-foot pavilion. Built, and then we're going for amphitheater after that, and then we're going for the cultural center. So
I have to say, given what you've done at Pumpkin Pants Ranch, he's a great board member to have, because he's constantly thinking of the next thing to do and how to make it better and how to improve and how to.
Well, we have VR now, and we want to add hologram. That's our next thing.
Oh, really?
It's hologram. So yeah, so we can have an avatar of a Spanish conquistador, for example.
Sure.
That could tell his story.
I could have a hologram of myself and tell my story.
We could.
Yeah, I don't know what my story is exactly.
We'll make one up for you.
Okay. All right. This is beginnings is a very poor media person. Who ate bologna sandwiches? No, that sounds cool. There are dreams. There are more. There are things coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
We want to make it amazing.
That's Georgia Zavala. She's the director out there of the Immersion Center. And that's John Gardner, president of the board. Thanks, guys, for coming in. We've appreciated it. Good luck to you. I hope the weather cooperates.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not jinxing it. Knocking on wood every time I get.
Here's the deal. You know, we can't control that, but what we can control is that we'll be open the next week, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Weekend after weekend, you'll be able to go out there.
Absolutely.
And tell me the hours that will be regular once you start.
Friday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. every week.
And this is one of those grand openings. Sometimes there are grand openings where, you know, they've been open for a while and then they do the ribbon cutting. But this is really kind of, I mean, you're working right now to be able to open.
Yes.
For the first time. It's not ready yet.
No, after this, I'm immediately going back and running around with a chicken with its head cut off. There's a lot to do still.
And John was smiling and telling me he was hanging up a what? A buffalo?
Buffalo robe.
Yeah. Buffalo robe.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You've got work to do then.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to let you do it. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it very much. And we'll see you on Saturday.
See you then.
We'll be back. Weather and music on the way, 95.9.